Next up, we have one last live presentation. We're going to have another spoken words. So let's go ahead and invite our brother, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahi r-rahmani r-rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum, dear respected SOQ members, brothers, sisters, especially to the youths, to the respected students and scholars. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, jami'an, and a very, very warm Eid Mubarak to everyone. I'd just like to share a couple of thoughts with you today in poetry form. Obviously, my poem is not going to be as good as the youths who came before me. They were much, much better. We can pray though, inshallah. I want to share just a few thoughts about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. About the core, central, and pivotal idea and foundational principle of unity. And I also want to talk about some of the cultural, social, and ideological differences that you and I have as talibe in the holy city of Qom. The Quran says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. It says, and surely it is Allah who makes us laugh and cry. But we spend a lot of time crying, but I feel like we don't spend enough time laughing. Dear brothers, I don't know what it's like on the sister's side, but over here I see a lot of miserable faces. It is Eid, so let's try and smile, inshallah. A disclaimer though, before I begin, inshallah, I'm gonna be telling some jokes today. They are jokes. It is halal to laugh. If you have complaints after this disclaimer, then Sheikh Ali is right over there. You can address your complaints to him, inshallah. So without further ado, I'd like to ask you all to give a loud and boisterous salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The pagans gathered at the Holy Kaaba, where the blessings of Allah reigned, and the black stone, Hajar al-Aswad, had fallen from whence it came. With a thud, it fell. They saw it as a bad omen as well. And the people began to shout and yell. It rolled and stopped. The black stone has dropped. It is sacred to us despite our diverse beliefs. Call the prominent ones, call the chiefs. And the chiefs of Quraysh gathered together, everyone a flock of a different feather. But which of you will be the one to take the stone back to where it was undone? Said one of the prominent ones, never you fear, I shall be the one. But why should you do it? Why can't I be the one? Said another. This idea I do shun, I should be the one. Another shouted, but the stone weighs a ton. I'm the strongest, I shall do it. Said a third, I'm the most eloquent of tongue, so I shall be the one. Nay, said another, I will carry it. After all, I have more sons. Said yet another, but I'm the richest and possess a handsome sum. I ought to be the one. And so they squabbled and fought until one had an idea, a thought. Why don't we wait and see who is the next to enter this sacred vicinity? And whoever it shall be, he shall be the one. They agreed. And thus the one to enter next was truly the one and only, the final messenger named Amin truly. And the people's hearts were assured when they saw his blessed feet step through the doors. It was none other than the one, the most handsome they had ever seen. It was Khatimun al-Nabiyyin. It was Sayyid al-Mursaleen. It was Taha. It was Yasin. And they rejoiced upon seeing his face and cried out, Ya Muhammad! Muhammad, O Abdullah's son, you are the one to choose which one of us shall be the one to take the black stone back to the Holy Kaaba over there. Each one of us is prominent, so choose with care. Choose me, said one. Choose me, said another. And they began to vie, brother with brother. Now look at the Prophet's wisdom. He knows that if he chooses one of them, there's gonna be problems among all of them. Grudges and hatred and faces glum. So the Prophet says, this black stone must be taken back to the Kaaba. This task must be done. And we shall do it as one. Upon the ground, he spread out a sheet and places the stone in the center, neat. Tells the chief of Quraysh to gather around. Each one takes up a corner of the sheet, and so together, united, they lift and carry the sacred stone back to the Holy Kaaba. Thus, the Prophet had taught them not to work alone. The poem isn't finished yet. It's only just begun. It's Eid, and so I'm gonna have some fun. I want to talk about some of our funny differences as talibe. So many differences, how can we compare? There's lots of types of talibe, small and great. Everyone a classmate. Allah has made each of them excel in a certain way. And so that's how their worldview is made. Some are good at philosophy, others have a knack for history. Some are super focused on ahkam. Their world is all about, this is halal, this is haram. Others in mantiq find their charm. Some in sarf and nahw are spectacular. We refer to those ones as a little bit bizarre. Others have made Islamic child rearing their thing. Then there's the tibbi talibe. Lovely. Lovely for gaining advice from about Islamic traditional medicine. Maybe they can help the human condition. But don't invite him to that potluck you've been planning all week in Bustan-e Alavi, because he'll turn up with brown rice and saviq. Then there's the confused talibe. He doesn't know why he's here. You're here to gain knowledge and serve the deen. What is knowledge? To serve the deen, what does that mean? What is knowledge? What is what? Then there's the angry at everything talibe. Why can't Iranians queue? Why can't they serve something other than korma sabzi stew? Why do they have to make food packaging so difficult to open? Why is it when I go out at 3 or 4 p.m. nothing is open? Then there's the my daddy dragged me here talibe. If my daddy didn't drag me here, I would never have come here, never, never, never. Hey, if your daddy dragged you here, he's the best daddy ever. Then there's the I'm too busy talibe. You send them a message in Muharram, they reply in Ramadan. You tell them this job needs to be done, they say I'm too busy to start. And then you see them chilling in a park. Now, when we look at the different types of talibe and their individual quirks, it's not something that necessarily drives us apart. It can make us smile, make us smirk. And so, in this celebratory occasion, let's celebrate our differences, whether black or white or Caucasian. Let's laugh at our talents or flaws, whether we're from Denmark or Singapore, whether you're Afghani or Siamese, whether you can wrestle like Russian talibe or memorize like the Chinese, whether you have an adhan like the Habashi Allahu Akbar, or an Iranian talibe with his Allahu Akbar. Afara'ayta, have you noticed the Arab Iraqi talibe? They speak fluent Arabic, whether with their mother, whether with their dad. But when you ask them, brother, can you help me with sarf and nahw, please? They say, la 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 la, habibi, la, jeez, I cannot tell you the difference between hal and tamiz. Probably the sweetest of us all are African talibe from places like Nigeria, Sudan, Mali, and Djibouti. He has the best of akhlaq, would never hurt a flea. He would sooner cut off his own hand than steal something that doesn't belong to he. Yet if some money goes missing, he'll be the one to say, why are you looking at me? Speaking of money, and then you have the Khoja talibe from places like Darus Salaam. They're really, really into their ahkam. When does the time of salah really start? Makruh or haram? How can I tell them apart? Which marja says what? Look, I made a chart. But we all know their real field of interest is in khums and zakat. Then there's Western students having an identity crisis. They're afraid of shouting takbir in case someone calls them ISIS. Their parents and grandparents, of course, are predominantly from the East. But they'd rather hide from that or forget it at the least. If you say to them, kya hal chal hai? Kaifa halak? Or if you say, kaise ho mere jaan? Or God forbid, if you should offer them some paan, they suddenly become Captain Andrew Russell from Lagan. By George, I don't understand. I'm English, can't you see? Jolly good show, it's time for tea. The American goes, between you and me, these darn foreigners don't understand the problems we face in the West. I say, old boy, to form a Western members only club is the way to go about this best. The Australian comes along and says, g'day mate, great idea, I'm excited. But the Brit tells him, that's too bad because you're not invited. And of course, the reason why they behave like this is because they're insecure. They know they're third generation migrants, and so they try to be white all the more. And then you have the actual white student who probably himself reverted to Islam. You know, that one white guy in the class, he's just like, hey, he's completely calm. He doesn't feel the need to put on a show, thicken his accent, or feel the need to show. He's the one white guy in the class. He's just like, hey, my name is now Iqbal. Can you stop calling me Jay? And of course, then there's the one black guy from Tobago and Trinidad. Carries a map around with him because everyone's asking, where is that? And speaking of confusing facts, let's now talk about the Indo-Pacs. The Indian Taliban will define himself with curry, the Taj Mahal, and all things Indian. But if you ask the Pakistani for his own definition, he'll tell you, well, I'm not an Indian. Indo-Pacs, after gaining knowledge and serving the religion, their primary concern, though it might seem rude, but let's face it, it's food. Because no offense to Iranian Taliban, but who can really enjoy Iranian food every day? Kubide juji. It's nice, but yar, what do I say? They think that sumac is a spice. The Pakistani says, I'll show you real spice. The Indian says, nene, his spice as my spice is not half as nice. When the intelligence agencies open their suitcases, heavy as bricks, they find it's full of 10% books, 10% cloves, and 80% shan masala mix. The Indian goes, oh yaar, that's the best Indian masala mix. The Pakistani says, brother, don't be funny. The reality is, shan masala is Pakistani. Now, while we laugh, let's also contemplate over all these cultural different traits and recognize if we stand together, what a wonderful world we could really make. Now, whether cultural or ideological, all these kinds of talabe exist. We're surrounded by all these types, and despite all our flaws, we have to learn to unite, to help one another understand, to grow and make firm our feet. And if we see the black stone has fallen from the Kaaba this day, and we must hold the corners of the sheet and take it back to its rightful place and prepare for Imam Mahdi's seat. Whether you're a researcher or a missionary, of all the types of talibe, the best is the revolutionary. We might be able to climb with the help of unity to become the next Mutahhari. Standing together, we might become the next Shaheed Beheshti, the next Shaheed Baqir Sadr Bintul Khuda, or the next Zakzaki. Whether you're a researcher or missionary, the best type of talibe is the revolutionary. And that means unity, the brilliant Khamenei, the next Khomeini. The barakat salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.